Now, many of you may or may not have heard that the man behind Elmo, the guy who does the voice and the puppeteering, he'd been accused of having sexual relations with somebody underage, a 16-year-old boy. That boy has recanted the story. But for many people, Elmo will now have that tagged on him for the rest of his life, the man behind Elmo. I got to tell you, one of the best documentaries I've seen in a long time, it's called Being Elmo. It's fantastic. I might have even teared up at one point. But now you take a look at the documentary, and there's a question mark in the back of your head. But there shouldn't be. But there is. Elmo will forever be tainted. Just like Michael Jackson or any number of other people. You won't be able to convince a good segment of the population that Michael Jackson was or wasn't, no matter how you feel about it. But it's not just because he's famous. It's because it happens all the time. If you get into the news cycle, if you get charged with something, or for even many men listening right now who get involved in a custody battle, once it's flown up the flagpole, you're kind of screwed, even if somebody does apologize or recant. Todd Spivak joins us right now. He's an attorney and owner of the Spivak Law Firm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Todd, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I mean, this guy is famous, but, you know, this happens to tons of men in custody battles.
That's right. I mean, we get calls all day long, calls from people who have been falsely accused of all kinds of abuse, whether it's harassment, stalking, physical violence, sexual violence. In Pennsylvania, and it may be the same way out there, they have restraining orders, and they're very easy to get. Judges in our county, they sign off on as many as 97% of all people who come in and claim some sort of abuse. And then the vast majority of these claims are later withdrawn or dismissed. I defend a lot of these people who are who face these kinds of allegations, and it's just incredible. I mean, it completely throws their life upside down. I mean, there's a stigma attached to domestic violence, and they have to go on living with this stigma.
We don't want to diminish any of the real crimes, but what does the future hold for Kevin Clash, who was the man behind Elmo?
Well, I think there's always, as you said, in introducing this segment, I think that there's always going to be this sort of stigma, this sort of taint for him as well as for Elmo and the Sesame Street program. You know, people are going to remember the allegation. There's going to be a lot fewer people who remember the fact that the kid recanted his testimony.
Yeah, and I bet you there are people listening right now, men, somebody's son or daughter who had a terrible breakup, and someone was accused of whether it was a domestic or, you know, something terrible with their kid, that the rest of their life, because it's been, you know, floated in court, or now all of their friends have it planted in the back of their head somewhere that guy might have a kid or a woman that they just might have, even though it might have been recanted, they have to and perhaps have lost tons of friends. I bet you there are people listening right now, 416-872-1010, Star Talk, Star 8255. Your world is completely changed because of that accusation. And Todd, there's no real going back. And I know as an attorney, you can help, you know, control the damage, but especially if it makes the internet. It's hard to get something off the internet once it's been posted.
That's right. And you know, we never want to diminish the reality of domestic violence either. I mean, a lot of attorneys are unwilling to come out on this topic because they don't want to seem like they're insensitive to the issues of domestic violence. Domestic violence is real. But people who are pulled into this system unfairly, unnecessarily, they have to go on and live with this stigma for the rest of their lives. And in Pennsylvania, as well as many other states, and it may be the same there in Canada, it remains a public record. If somebody files a restraining order,
It doesn't matter how fragile or what the person's state of mind might be, that restraining order is always going to be on your file.
That's right, and it can preclude you from certain job opportunities, promotions, affect your credit rating, as well as what you're talking about, and affecting your relationships with your neighbors, your family, and your friends.
Yeah, Todd, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Todd Spivak is an attorney and owner of Spivak Law Firm down in Pittsburgh.